sexy lady people. Welcome to episode 3 of Live and Failing, the Valentine's special. Throughout the whole of this episode, we will have a trumpet go 5 times randomly throughout the course of the episode. Once it is played 5 times, we have to listen to a very lovely Valentine's poem read out by James Ormrod. James Ormrod, say hello!
Hello!
I'm also with Will Dakin.
Hello!
He was also in The French Dude and Super Fail. Pat Barwick cannot be with us today. And we were going to have Chris Sale from The French Dude, aka Big Whopper, but he could not make it, so we instead have Will Dakin. Now, let's go ahead and drink our Pepsi, shall we?
Ah! Ow! Oh, my fingers.
What? I opened the thing to the Pepsi and the thing didn't open. If you get what I mean.
It was hilarious. You have to be there to get what just happened.
You know in the can of Pepsi when you... Now what are you doing? When you open the little thing and the thing opens, it didn't open.
There's just a hole in his can now.
There's just a hole.
You have to drink through. Christy, here's Doritos. We have prepared a meal for this Valentine's special. It's going to be beautiful. Let's talk into these Doritos. Let's eat. Lovely.
I'm supposed to drink this.
Now.
I'm afraid.
So, let's, how has your week been, Ormrod?
My week's been very good, actually.
Have you done anything productive? Have you done anything productive?
I was going to go orienteering, but I didn't.
Okay, I don't care. Will, how has your week been?
Well, Joe, last weekend I recorded a CD.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you actually?
Yeah, honestly. I actually did. That's a funny thing. If you go check out the Lions Youth Brass website.
Do not advertise other websites on our belly. Okay. Our website's barely getting enough views as it is. They're going to listen to this go, oh, this is a piece of shit. Let's go listen to what that other guy was on about. It's a classical music.
Yeah, that's basically what I've done this week. Because holidays.
Oh, well, you know, I just recorded a CD from my debut album. That's all, really. 14 years old.
Yeah, 13.
I have done nothing. Oh, actually, no, I have been doing something. I have been writing and planning.
You've just been drinking
all
mine.
Oops. I've been drinking James Ormrod's Coke by mistake.
It's half empty.
Anyway, what I have been doing, I have been writing and planning a full-length sock puppet adventure. I'm going to release a full hour. Stop messing with your fucking Pepsi. I let you talk about your shitty CD. Let me talk about my sock puppet film. So, I'm making a full-length sock puppet film, because why not? I normally make about 15-minute films, and I went to my parents. I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to make an hour-long film. And I was like, oh, that's great. So, what's it going to be about? And I said, sock puppets. Why sock puppets? Because I can. And Chris Sale was also going to do a film about two mercenaries that are tracking down each other, trying to kill each other. And he was like, do you want to be in it? And he made it sound really cool. And answer reply is like, yeah, but I'm really busy with my sock puppet movie. And we got a coursework to do to practice for this GCSE thing in maths. He's like, so you need to complete this whole test for homework. And I was like, screw that. I'm working on my sock puppet movie. It's very important to me. Very important indeed.
Socks are important.
Anyway, I think we covered everybody. Oh, have any of you got a Valentine's Day plan ready?
Well,
for the lovemaking season.
I'm just expecting my usual 15 anonymous Valentine cards.
I forgot to tell you, they were all from me last year. Even the bit where I cut out my hair and said, please smell my hair because I rubbed it on your face today and it smells a little bit like you. That was all me. Anyway, I believe we've covered everything. Also, today, we're actually going to be playing some different songs, not just dubstep music all the time, which is good. You know, Valentine's Day, let's celebrate. Anyway, I think... What? Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Okay, then.
Hold on. I got the hyper, sat in van, and I had a little spring, and I was flicking the spring. I sat there, I like flicked it and started laughing the hell of everyone just like looked at me. Like for 10 minutes just flicking this.
So you have been doing something else with your week?
Yes.
You had fun flicking a spring.
Oh, good time.
So much fun. Will is easily amused. Anyway, I believe that's our introduction. James, I believe you have a news topic for us.
I have two.
Let's play the news topic music. Okay. Okay, just tell us the news story.
Oh, that was my cue.
I'll say the first one. Do you know?
Quickly, play the trumpet. Play the trumpet. Play the trumpet. Play the trumpet. This. No, play the goddamn trumpet. It has to be the first beat. And there we go. That was the first trumpet beat out of the five. And then we have to read a Valentine's poem. We're going to be playing them randomly when people are least suspecting it. Okay, so read the news
anyway,
topic.
You know the film Grease?
Yes.
The main star from that has actually been accused for sexual harassment.
I knew it.
John Travolta.
I knew it.
Oh, the guy, look who's talking.
Yes.
Oh, no, I love that movie.
I knew it's going to be... No, you know who I think is going to be next? You know, because it's Jimmy Savile scandal.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Noel Edmonds.
Oh, you wouldn't believe Pope Benedict has been accused with him as well.
No,
you know the Pope, the guy who's just resigned?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's a vicar, so we're not really surprised.
Child sex scandals, and those people...
Well, English churches are often known for a fondling of the young testicles.
Thank God for Jimmy.
And anyway, yes. The first...
Rest in peace, our sweet angel. We love you, Jimmy Savile.
Cut for Savile.
cut for Savile. We love you, Jimmy. Come back. Anyway, read this goddamn story.
The first two accusations were dropped, but then after a bit longer, they were kept. And so,
is that the news topic? The guy out of luck who's talking in Greece did some sexual harassment, and first the charges were there, and then they dropped them. There's like, oh wait, he fondled someone's testicles. We need to.
There's a rumor that Travolta also had a 6-year relationship with his pilot.
He had a pilot.
Yeah, he had a private jet pilot. He had a relationship with him.
Oh, I wish I had a private jet pilot so I could molest her. Anyway, since that news was a bit let down, he has failed with this quiz. The last two episodes, he has forgot to do a quiz and he's had to write it in between the songs, which is why they suck so much. And again, he has forgot. If you do it next time, I am going to kick you out of the podcast and replace you with William Dakin forever. I'm going to replace you with William Dakin. In fact, if you'd rather have William Dakin in it than Pat Barwick, please comment on the suggestion box next to this podcast and we'll make sure to swap him.
I was John in the French Dude, by the way.
He was,
and who's the guy?
He was John in the French Dude, and he was that guy at a Superfell that was so forgettable we can't remember his name.
No, it was Josh.
Josh, that was it.
It was the guy who was Batman's friend.
Indeed. Anyway. Since you obviously failed with the news, here's some, sorry about that. Here's some math for you. My sister has now gone to university, the University of Leeds, the most highest form of university so there is. Leeds, very, very high class. It's not a small, shitty city at all where rape and murder goes on. Anyway, in fact, today, when I was meant to be going visiting her, I had to stay over at her house for, like, a night in Leeds, in a student house. And the morning before, I just found out about a 15-year-old being stabbed to death in Leeds. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I arrived at her house, and it was, like, barbed wire on the roof and stuff. I was like, why is there barbed wire on your roof? And she's like, oh, yeah, we almost got robbed the other night. I was like, what? And she goes, oh, yeah, my friend was asleep, and then I heard her start screaming. Apparently, what happened was... A burglar was on the window and her friend saw his shadow. She screamed and the guy jumped down. No, he didn't jump, he fell. He panicked because she screamed. He went, oh crap, fell, hit the ground and ran down the street. So,
congratulations.
They fail at being robbers in Leeds. Anyway, this is one of the questions she got. This is called paradoxes, semantics, and proper logical logic. Something like that.
Can I read it out?
One. A certain library contains a catalogue listing exactly those catalogues. Do you mind not eating whilst I'm reading out, please? All crisps are to be put away now whilst we continue this. Let's go. Let's redo this. A certain library contains a catalogue listing exactly those catalogues which do not list themselves. Does the catalogue list itself? And the answer is... No, I've already told you the answer, so you can't...
I know, but you should say... Put
your don't comment your answers. The answer to that question is, let the catalogue be described as C. Then if C lists itself, by definition of C, it does not list itself. Conversely, if C does not list itself, then C must list itself. Contradiction. So the situation described is impossible. And that's
powered up.
You had to get that. You had to get that right exactly. That's why I'm not doing maths, because I would totally suck at it.
Do you know any more paradoxes?
I do not know any more paradoxes.
It's like the game. You play the game. If you think of the game, you're out of the game.
What?
Stupid paradox.
If you think of the game, you're out of the game.
Yeah, you are in the game. If you think of the game, you're out of the game.
How does that make sense?
Exactly, it's a paradox.
Like the Truman Show. Have you ever watched the Truman Show? The Truman Show is with Jim Carrey and Carrey, whatever. The guy out of Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
And will you stop eating crisps, for God's sake?
I'm sorry.
Stop eating crisps. I want to eat them. So, it's starring Jim Carrey. It's about a guy that's on a fake planet or a fake town. But it's in a studio that makes it look like the town is real. And, it's basically a show, he's being recorded. But he thinks it's real life, and then he finds out, he starts to get suspicious because a light falls down. He's like, wait a minute, that's not a real show. You know what I thought? Since it was made in the 90s, they had a good excuse for this, but if the Truman Show was happening today, it would be automatically spoiled because of the internet. He would log onto a computer and be like, new episode of the Truman Show, and he'd click on it and be like, what the hell? So that's why the Truman Show wouldn't work. And on that note, let's end this section of the podcast and play some lovely music. I'm not sure which I'm going to play. Oh yeah, this is Jar of Hearts. Enjoy.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. And don't you know I'm not your old ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. Learn to live half alive. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Don't come back at all. I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But I have grown too strong to ever fall back in your arms. Learn to live half alive. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Don't come back at all. Didn't take so long just to feel alright. Remember how to put back the light in my eyes. I wish I hadn't missed the first time that we kissed. You broke all your promises. Now you're back. You're all get to get me back. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, and tearing love apart. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Don't come back at all. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart. You're
song was by Andrea Cadden, I think. I'm pretty sure that's her name. I hope so. So yeah, that was a lovely Valentine's song, I think. Now, completely on Valentine's related, we're going to play a game called Subject in a Minute. You have to talk about a subject in 1 minute without stopping for pauses, repeating words, and that's it. Then another person has to stand up and object, and then they have to take over and talk about something for a minute. So today's subject.
Can I just say something? Are we allowed to say you twice? Because we weren't in.
Yeah, you
we
and I.
When we last played.
Maybe it's because you said you can't.
No. Okay. No, you can't repeat any word after the other. Okay, look, you can obviously repeat words within the sentence, but you're not allowed to use them after each other straight away. You're looking too deep into this. Right, this subject, this topic this week is clocks.
What?
Today we have to talk a full minute about clocks, the lovely things that are clocks. So, should we start off with Will? 3, 2, 1, go!
So, clocks, usually have them on your wall, or you can have them to put on your desk. They tell the time, which is very useful if you're going to be late for somewhere. Usually, you get these clocks that are radios as well, and you can listen to music whilst lying in bed and relaxing or watching a movie. But you can also have an alarm on it, so if you're late for school, put the alarm on.
Objection!
What?
You said late twice.
Oh yeah, you did. You said late twice. Ormrod's got to take over now. Let's pause the timer.
It was 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds remaining.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds remaining to talk about clocks.
Well, clocks are all over the world. They tell different times. Britain is the central time area for the world, which is...
Objection! Objection! I said it! You said time twice in a
time.
Row. Give me the clock. It's my
right,
go.
You have 24 seconds.
I have 24 seconds. Here we go. Ready?
Go.
Clocks are used to tell the time. You can keep them on a desk. You can...
Oh,
damn it!
That was me.
Damn it!
That was me. What's 24, 27, 80...
80?
17
seconds.
17 seconds left.
Go!
Wait, no. Am I allowed to repeat stuff that other people
have said? You're allowed to repeat stuff other people have said.
Clocks are international. And
objection! Speaking too slowly.
Yeah, speaking too slowly. James, I'm about to go. Dave, how many
seconds
has he got?
So seven off 17. 10 seconds.
Go.
Clocks tell time era around the world, which is in Greenwich, which is the central point for Britain. Many.
He said central twice.
He didn't say central twice. What are you on? What you smoking?
False objection. 5 seconds left.
5 seconds.
She was smoking.
He has 5 seconds left.
Go.
Clocks are. They have technology.
No, pause, Batty. Pause. How many seconds do I have left?
3.
Okay.
No. What's your what objection?
He paused. Clocks are used set. Entry, like
no,
that. He paused in mid-sentence,
that
didn't he?
No idea.
He paused, he took too long.
Replay that, you can replay
right,
that.
Yeah, let's replay.
Oh my god, we are reading way too far into this game, people. Ah. Oh. What is it saying? Oh, god damn. Really? See? He went, clocks are... They have technology,
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Not a
that, that is a pause!
No.
Ah.
I
am the manager.
I do not like this game anymore.
Well done, I took a picture.
Whoa. Well, it has 3 seconds remaining. It's pretty easy to work countdown. Go.
Clocks have technology and tell the time in different senses.
Time's up. I'm afraid you lost.
You have to finish.
The end.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We know. So you didn't finish your sentence before the time ended. I'm afraid that means you lose. So,
you are the weakest link.
As the producer, I claim I win.
I think you're fine. I'm the producer.
You're just nothing. You're just like a presenter.
A simpleton.
Yeah, simpleton, like your YouTube channel, Simpleton Safi.
Oh, yeah!
High five, buddy!
Ow, I missed!
Yeah, I know some other YouTubes that are pretty messed up. Mushy, moshy, mashy. Who the owner can't even remember.
Oh, yeah, that's true. World Aiken has a YouTube channel called Mishy Moshy Mashy, and he always says the name wrong. Mishy Mashy Moshy? No.
He even uploaded a video about how his friends had a good time at Wembley and how he didn't want to go, but he said it was a good opportunity.
Well, what do you do?
Animation.
Let's come!
Of Lego Batman.
Huh. I haven't done it Lego
Batman. Hey! You, sir! Let's take it to a gamer.
Okay. Let's just calm things down. before we get over excited and we poo our pants, and it's just embarrassing for all of us. Let's just take a deep breath.
I thought it was a minute long thing. This has lasted 5.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's meant to be a minute long thing. It went on for a while, didn't it? Yeah, but with all the pauses and stuff, it still counts. Oh yeah, I don't think Will is very happy. Someone just left a comment on the French dude saying all of these everyone in this film is overweight. Obviously, I'm not overweight, but I wasn't in the film. Anyway, I replied to that comment with a very hilarious comeback, I must say. Yes. So anyway, what's next? Oh yeah, we have the quiz.
And true or false quiz.
We have the true or false quiz. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Bong. Go. Well, we don't know. It's meant to be random.
Right. Ready? Right.
Actually, I think I might attempt to play the trumpet. Can I have the trumpet?
You can't play the trumpet.
Give me a chance. I want to play it. I want to prove myself.
Wait, look. The trumpet's broken. Play it out in the cold.
And now
three,
this is Joe...
Hold on. Joe Murphy.
This is Joe Murphy.
This is Joe Murphy at the Halle Orchestra.
This is Joe Murphy. That's right. Hold on. Give me a second. No, you're not allowed to put the hand on. I'm a starter. That's cheating. 3, 2, 1. Hold on. That counts as just a trumpet blow. We had 3 left. Even though it was planned.
I'll do the next one.
We have 3 left until... So that can be played by anyone during the course of this episode.
Right.
Anyone.
The quiz.
Let's do the quiz.
True or false?
This is true or false!
Right, true or false. As a child, Jim Carrey wore tap shoes to bed just in case his parents needed cheering up in the middle of the night.
Probably true. I think I saw his interview. Probably did that.
Well, Jim Carrey's one of those people who do random stuff like that, so he's true.
True.
Just gonna write your names.
No, you have to tell us if we're right. That's the whole point.
Oh, I thought I told you.
No, you tell us now.
You both got that right.
Yay! Hey! High five, buddy!
No. Slap you. We're not meant to be friends. We're opponents.
Right. True or false, Bill Jobs hated showers.
False. Well, let's just think about... I'm going to say false. I'm going to go with a false. I'm going to say a false.
You were both wrong.
You got it wrong.
He hates showers.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, that's probably why. Not very hygienic.
Right,
dead.
Right.
That's what you do if you don't take a shower.
True or false, True or false, Justin Bieber pays £2,100 to have his hair cut every month.
I know he's
good. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true.
False.
Joe got it right. You got it right.
Yeah! You can sort of tell by the way it's worded. The stuff he's copied and pasted from the internet is more professional. The stuff he says, you can sort of tell he wrote it.
That's
really depressing. I just looked out the window. It was snowing for ages and now it's just sort of turned into rain. That is so...
Scare me, a load of snow fell off the roof.
No, but he does pay $1,400 for a haircut each month.
Oh, but that's still right. Whatevs.
Right, true.
I said false, though.
Yeah, so you got it wrong.
You said true.
No, I said true. No. I said false. I said false, you said true.
Yeah, try right.
No, it was wrong. It was false.
I said
right, okay. True or false? Jack
Douche.
Black's parents were rocket scientists.
False.
False.
No, you're both wrong. It's true.
Hey.
His parents are both rocket scientists.
Rocket scientists. Nah, that's probably why he became a musician.
True
if you think
or false?
About it.
He's a musician. He's an actor.
He's a musician and an actor.
He is a
Tenacious D. Do you not know of Tenacious D?
No.
Jack Black's band. He has a song. Play me the best song in the world. That one. He sings a song and the devil goes, are you angel? Nay, we are but men. And we played the first song that came into our heads and it just so happened to be the best song in the world.
No.
Oh.
I've seen
it, buddy. You douche.
Right, true or false, Wayne Rooney is short-sighted in his left eye.
True. Look, false. True. False.
True.
False.
True.
It's in his right
eye.
You put true and you put false.
I put true.
It's in his right eye.
I'm saying true.
You're correct.
It's in his right eye,
what? It was in his... He has one in his other eye.
Yeah, it's in his right eye.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't actually know.
You can't do that. You can't have a question that says it's in his right eye when it's in his left eye.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you
can. That's what you did with Justin Bieber. He said it was 2,100 when it was actually 1,400.
Well, that's because you suck. I'd say that's why. If you don't shut up, I'll... poison you. I'm like a dirty worm.
Grab a different pen, please. This is awful.
Wriggle into places.
You never knew existed.
Indeed.
I need a different pen. This one's not working.
Oh, for God's sake. Have a pencil. You don't deserve a pen.
Oh.
Hello.
Sure.
Ah! You throw a pen at me, you little poo.
It's got no lead.
Well, okay, well, that's nice. I don't really care. We now have two trumpets blow three. Until, three. No, we just,
oh, yeah.
We've already done two. We have another two
right.
Until, we have to read out a poem. Lovely.
Right. True or false, Elvis Presley flew 800 miles for a bite of his favourite sandwich.
That's true!
Willie?
You both right, it is true.
Yeah! Woo! That's the one he died eating on the toilet, unfortunately.
Everyone
poisoning.
Says I used to look like Elvis with my spiky hair.
No, you look more like Hitler.
I know, I do after this haircut.
He like literally just straightened it down and put a mustache. Yeah.
Except at the back now, I've got really high hair because of the snow. Oh, yes, it's snowing outside.
I've just said that. Literally, just said it's snowing, but it's turned into rain.
Women's sandwich, by
the way. The short sighted Willy.
Right, true or false, Victoria Beckham wants to keep her skin so clear and beautiful, she uses a face cream made up of nightingale poo, which helps cure her acne.
Nightingale poo?
Yeah.
Does that mean Florence Nightingale?
No, no.
The nurse is like smearing her shit on her face. Lovely. I have a
she
load of goodness on my face.
You put false, what you put?
No, true.
True.
But yeah, you
both
right, it is true.
Yeah. Yes! I only said true because he said true.
Right, Johnny Depp actually, true or false, Johnny Depp actually learned to sword fight for his Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I know that's true. I know that. Because I'm sad enough to watch behind the scenes.
And is now highly skilled at it.
He is.
He is.
He's pretty high skilled at it, isn't he?
He is. He's very good.
I don't think he is.
No, I don't.
Hold on, let me Google this.
Not highly skilled. No.
He is highly skilled.
Is Johnny Depp highly skilled?
Is, let's Google this. Let's go to the Google. Is Johnny Depp...
Dead!
It's Johnny Depp dead. Is skilled in sword fighting.
Have you ever seen Sweeney Todd?
Huh? Oh yeah, I have seen Sweeney Todd.
I haven't seen it, I'm not really good.
This does not give me the answer.
Go wiki.
Oh here we go, about Pirates of Johnny Depp tells exclusively about Pirates of the Caribbean and Stranger Tides and possibility of Pirates 4. Oh, he doesn't say anything, it's like a whole into. Let's just say that we're right, shall we? Let's just say that we're both.
False.
No, I didn't. I said true with you.
You said true.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Comment on the thing if you know the real answer.
Yes, please do. Is Johnny Depp a skilled sword fighter? Question of the day. Ba-da-ba!
Right. Woo! True or false? Mark Wahlberg from Ted was a drug dealer.
False. No.
What?
The
actor or in the film?
They won't let me be in the film.
Yeah, they won't.
I was in a film. It's now called...
Oh, yes. Will
again.
Will has been... Yeah, just advertise
it's
all
called,
your
it's
shit.
It's now called Dream. Go on
no,
to
I'm
Google.
Not, no.
Type in Theatre of Dreams. It's about a Manchester United film, but they called it Dream.
This is why you came onto the podcast. This is why
no,
you agreed.
No,
as soon
no,
as
no,
I... Hold on. As soon as I said you want to be in our podcast, your little eyes lit up and inside your head you thought, I will advertise all my shit on this podcast. We hardly have any listeners either.
No, I'm just saying, we were given a massive form to fill out. Like, do you take any drugs? And we had to have, like, a medical...
No, but I raped a baby.
I had to have a checkup from a doctor and everything.
Right, so do you...
Why? We're going to be feeling your testicles in this film. You just have to make sure that we don't get any diseases at all.
Right.
So, hold on. You published an actual CD that's going out and you're in a film.
Yeah, it's called... Well, it's called Dream now, but it was...
Hold on, let's turn this into an interview situation. Hello, everybody. You join me today on News Topic with Will Dakin. He has just recently been in the film Theatre of Dreams. Would you mind telling us more?
Well, Joe, the film has recently been called Dream because if they see it in the shops, people who support Man City will go, nah, it's about Manchester United, and they won't get many sales. But basically, it's
the
about
Dream.
A...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, James. You're not meant to be in this imagination
shut up, cameraman.
Thing.
Anyway,
James, you're not meant to be in this. I'm interviewing Will. In this reality, you don't exist. Ahem. So did you have a good experience?
Yes,
it
was very good. I got to meet not the professor, but a very good actor called Brian Cox. He was in a.
Oh wait, I'm an interviewer. So can you tell me more about him?
He was in a film called Red, and he was the Little Russian Midget.
Oh,
the Little Russian Midget from Red.
Yes, and I saw his torso.
Wait, so you didn't actually see him, but you saw the clothes that he was going to wear?
No, 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 I saw half his body, but I was behind
Hulk. How can you only see half his body? He's a midget.
I saw him through the commentator's box. I saw him through the commentator box.
Oh, so you could just see a floating tiny head.
Yeah.
That must have looked terrifying. Was he still red?
What?
I thought he was a little red midget.
No,
he's in the film red.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying it. I was just imagining a little red midget walking around this set. Anyway, so this is the interview thing. So when is the film going to be released?
Well, there's been a lot of conspiracies. It was supposed to be
Because this film is so popular, there have been conspiracies as to when the release is.
It was supposed to be last year, but they've updated it to March. Well, this March, but then it just says coming soon.
March 2013.
Might not be March. It probably will be after researching, guys.
Maybe March 2013.
Which is my birthday.
Maybe March 2013. The Theatre of Dreams will be... Maybe after March 2013, the film Dreams will be released. Is there any final comments you would like to add after this interview?
Do you see you?
USA! USA!
No. Is this actually an independent film or is it an actual high budget film?
High budget film. It's going in the cinemas and everything.
Oh, just because it's going in the cinemas doesn't mean it's not independent.
Do you see you in it, or do you just hear you play?
No, I'm in it. We are banned. These.
Oh, you hear that? The French dude actually has a real actor in it.
Yeah.
Who contact?
No, so what? No, is it... Just because a film is independent doesn't mean it doesn't go into cinemas.
No, it is. No, it's like a proper film, like say, Pirates of the Caribbean. It's one of those.
So what companies paying for it? Like 20th Century Fox or, like, Universal? No?
Todd's
Adventures producing it.
No, basically, the plot is about a little boy who... You know Sir Matt Busby?
Is the Red Midget the main character? Is he supposed to be the little boy?
No.
Right.
He's not really a midget. He's in Sir Matt Busby, Old Man United manager, and basically it's about him coming to school, seeing young, really good players, and he meets one in school, but it clashes with his grades that help him become really good in life. So our band delays the football
match. Oh God, no!
No, listen.
This sounds terrible.
Lassie Stewart is great.
This sounds like a Robbins Williams movie where he has a really big speech at the end. Instead, you just play the music, and the music inspires him. Is that actually what happens?
No. He has to do his tests to help him in life, but he also has to do this football match to help him in life.
Oh God! He has to do what everybody else in the world has to do and be famous at the same time. That is so horrible
for
him.
Guys, listen. No, listen. Basically, he does his test, and our band come onto the pitch and delay the second half and start beating up the people who come after us.
What? The band beat people up?
The managers come and try and stop us, and we
fuck
just push
you,
them away.
Fuck you,
and we run in across the pitch with Ernston's playing, delaying the second half so this boy can run from his school after the tests.
Wow! So you're beating up innocent people.
No.
You're beating up innocent people so this boy can run home, do his test, and get what he wants.
No! He does his test first, then we delay the second half of the football.
Do you see you run?
So then we delay the second half of the football
match.
But
you're still beating up innocent people so we can play the football match.
Nah, man.
Yeah, you are. This is a horrible movie.
We don't run. We just walk fast.
Wow. An ecstasy of urgency. Anyway, let's go back to the quiz. What the hell?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
Right. True or false, Mark Wahlberg from Ted was a drug dealer.
Oh no, yeah, but we haven't said. False. I'm gonna say true.
Just correct. He was
just
Yeah! He won't let him be a
drug
dealer.
Yeah, they would.
Gay.
They let loads of, like, Tom Cruise, I think. Did Tom Cruise beat his wife?
I don't know.
I think he did, probably. And he was still let back in. I think he did. Second question of the day.
Right.
Did Tom Cruise beat his wife? We don't know. Ah! Okay, we have one more trumpet blow until we must read our J.R. Valentine's poem. Let's do
it. The final question. True or false, Frank Oz, who voiced Yoda, also voiced Mr. Potato in Toy Story.
Oh, stop. Yoda also voiced Mr. Potato. No. Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes, I'm saying yes. I'm saying true.
I'm saying true as well. He sounds like... No, he voiced Fozzie the Bear.
No,
he
didn't.
Yeah, we did. Yes,
no,
did.
That sounds nothing like Yoda.
No, honestly, he did,
well,
I swear.
Who, right, is it true or false, what are you saying?
True.
You're saying it's true. Joe, you're saying it's true.
I'm saying it's true.
You're both wrong, it's false.
Oh,
but,
what kind of false...
He says in the bomb, true, though.
I'm sorry, you could have had any sort
no,
of...
No, he does, no, but he does voice Miss Piggy and the Cookie
Fozzie
Monster.
Fozzie Bear.
No, the Cookie Monster.
Fozzie Bear.
Research
I'm not
researching
it.
I swear on my life. Right, guys, comment at the end
no,
of this.
No, we're not having comments about this. You could have picked any question to lie about. You could have said that the guy that does Yoda go skydiving and break his face while skydiving. Break his face. You could have, but my point is here, he could have picked something really exciting, but he decided to go with did Yoda also voice Mr. Potato Head? That's, you lied about that. That is the most weird lie anyone has ever told me.
Back to the kitchen, woman.
Hey, did you know the guy that did Yoda also voiced Mr. Potato Head? Oh, I did not. Well, I lied. That is the worst lie ever.
Yo,
it's not the end of the quiz.
Yep. I'll count the scores.
Maths.
Right,
lol.
Joe got
what? Oh! That is
Joe
the fifth.
Hold
on, shut up. That was the fifth trumpet blow, man. This is the fifth trumpet blow. Now we got to read a Valentine's poem.
Oh, no, let me read it, please. I'm going to
hypnotize other ladies. I have planned out what I'm going to do.
Can we read out one each?
I guess we could read a line out each. I'll read the first one, then Will has to read the second, then James will read the third, then I will read the fourth.
The last line.
And then, baby, I'm in love with... Yeah, well, okay, let's start off then. So here's a lovely Valentine's reading. It's the way I say I love you, and the way you hold my hand.
There's just so much about you, I completely understand.
It's the twinkle in your eye that I only see when you look at me.
It's the warmness of your hands, it sends a shock straight to my feet, jeez.
Come.
It's how you always amaze me. You surprise me all day long.
This, I know it's true.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh yeah, with you. Yes, you. So, that was a lot of build up for nothing, wasn't it? The trumpet blow throughout the whole of the episode. That was so... People were obviously waiting to hear the results of. Anyway,
if anyone's even watching.
If anyone's even listening. Anyway, what was the scores to the quiz?
Joe got 6.
Indeed.
I've lost.
And Will got...
Right, come on.
What?
5.
Oh, hell
yeah.
No.
Joe has not lost a quiz throughout every single
quiz. I haven't. I've won every single quiz we have ever done. I am
conspiracy.
So...
Conspiracy.
You what? What? Conspiracy?
Yeah.
Talking of conspiracies, Elmo. The celebratory song. Let's do the Elmo celebrate song. This is our celebrate song. Hold on, you don't know about this, do you? In the last podcast, we found out the guy that did Elmo had sex with a 16-year-old, and then we played this song. It's the celebratory song, so let's just... I won again! Joe Murphy's the winner. Quack, 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 quack. Ooh! Quack, 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 quack. Joe Grande! One flew away!
Quack, quack, quack.
He went home and cut himself. This is very, oh yeah. Huh. Anyway, here's a song. Lol. everybody, and welcome back. That was Valentines and Cigarettes by Far as Hell. An excellent piece of music. Talking about excellent pieces of music. We did it this time. It's almost like we're professional. Elmo had two ducks. Then one flew away.
Oh, hell no.
Now he only has one duck.
The end is nigh.
Then that duck flew away.
What's he gonna do?
He's on his own now.
He should cut for Jimmy Savile.
Elmo went to heaven. Oh wait, the guy said, you shouldn't be in heaven. You should be in hell for sleeping with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, cut for Savile, cut for Beaver. Do whatever you want, you can bet by heaven. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he fell to hell, yeah. And then he woke up. He was resuscitated by the Cookie Monster. The Cookie Monster was like, I found your duck. And he was like, really? Yeah, I thought it was a cookie and I ate him. Here's his dead body.
The Cookie Monster, when they ate the duck, because it was yellow and they had most colored flavor, was it? I don't even know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he ate the duck because the duck was brown and cookies are brown. And it had dirt on it, so it looked like chocolate. Yeah. Chocolate. Elmo had two ducks now. No, one duck actually. He had one duck.
And then he ate it for his tuber because he was hungry.
And now he has no ducks apart the one that's poking out of his bum.
What should he do? He should go see a doctor.
That duck is like a dirty worm wriggling out of places he never knew he had.
Those places didn't exist before, but they came here when the duck went inside him.
And that's the story of Elmo. Indeed. That's lovely. Very good. I'd rate it about a 1 out of 5. You know? It was just below mediocre, I would say. I think mediocre means it was ordinary. It's just ordinary. Anyway, let's read a dirty joke.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I love dirty jokes.
Hello and welcome to story time for another dirty joke reading. This one is entitled The Bashful Bride and the Groom. The bashful bride and the groom were delighted to be finally alone on their honeymoon suite. Blushing, the bride asked her new husband, Johnny, I know that we're married, but could you tell me where a penis is? No, oh, what a penis is! Pleased to discover his wife was a virgin, he took out his penis and showed it to her. Oh, she said, it's just like a dick, only it's smaller. It's funny because he has a small willy.
A bit like a mod.
That was the dirty joke. Yeah! Thanks for watching this episode of Live and Failing. I'm Joe Murphy. Look out for the sock puppet movie coming soon to World Cinemas. It's probably going to advertise before A Wish that is soon coming to cinemas also. James Ormrod is still working on his door animation. It's a door opening and closing. That will be out very soon. And Will Dakin's new CD, Even Shitter Than Pats, will be out very shortly. Thank you for watching, everybody. Listening, Eva, I always made that mistake.
Guys.
I always made that mistake.
And also, if you want me to be replaced with Black Barwick, comment in the box below.
No, just stop using this to advertise. You're a money-making bastard type person.
Goodbye.